Hey, Mama, is the number one dream in your heart to have more time to be present with your kids? Do you wish you could be present enough to help create and instill godly character, yet you are so busy with work, drowning in the to-dos, the laundry, and the carpool lines? Hi, I'm Michelle, a mom to three energetic kids, wife to an amazing guy, and daughter of the king. For years, I tried to manage my home while struggling to still have time to pour into my kids. The guilt was overwhelming, and the to-do list just kept growing. And I was completely overwhelmed and stressed until I realized that I could create systems in my life and my motherhood that would change everything. In this podcast, you will learn time management, batching, habit stacking, setting boundaries, home organization, outsourcing, and you better believe we are going to be dishing out some chores so we can create hours of intentional time to pour into our kids, since that is our number one priority as vibrant moms. Grab that lukewarm coffee. Let's stop time.
Hey friends, I wanted to jump on in and introduce you to a friend of mine. Her name is Bethany. And so we did a coaching session together. I thought it might be helpful if you wanted to listen into our conversation and talk through just scheduling tips and tricks and things that are kind of tripping you up. Bethany has some issues in her scheduling and routines and how to kind of map out her day and do some time management planning so that she can make the most of her day and really be able to rest over the weekend. So listen in, and I hope you find this helpful. If you find that you are running into these same problems, or maybe there's something in your systems and your routines that just isn't working and you would love to have some more time, give me a call and let's connect. You can connect with me at coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G at birdmichelle.com, B-Y-R-D-M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.com, and grab a coaching session and we can walk through what kind of tweaks we can make in your schedule to save you time and to make your schedule the one you want. All right, have fun listening in. So tell me more about your day. Like, when do you usually wake up, and do you do the two different jobs every other day, or do you do them both in one day?
What time I usually get up is varied. For a long time, it was early, 4:30, 4:45, 5 o'clock, because I wanted to fit in exercise beforehand. And that worked really well until it just became increasingly hard for me to get to bed in time to then wake up and feel rested at that time. So the time I've been waking up now has been more like between 5:30 and 6. And then this morning was more like 6:30. And that is not, it's just not cut it. That did not cut it this morning at all. So this was happening regularly. With the jobs, I'm kind of set my own schedule with them. There's days, one is at home here at this desk where I am now. And then the other is a job at the school that I go to. And there are certain times and days of the week where it's helpful if I'm there. So I try to craft my week around what the school is needing and then count out those 25 hours and then count another 12 to 15 other hours for the other job and kind of make a plan. Except I haven't made a plan the past. That's the part that I want to get regular about, is making the plan.
So are there like a couple of days that you, as you said, you feel like you should be there? Is it kind of like, okay, I feel like I should be there on Monday and Wednesday? Or like, what?
I feel like I should be there all day on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And Wednesday and Friday is very helpful to be there too.
So it's really Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday that you feel you need to be there all day, and that would help.
Yeah.
Now, can you get all your work done for school at school, or do you need to bring any of it home?
Actually, sometimes it might be helpful to bring a little bit of it home. I think what would be helpful for me to bring home is to just kind of set up and plan for the week from home so that when I get there, I'm ready to implement.
On the days that you're not at school?
Maybe the planning would happen over the weekend, or if once I get good at it late on Friday afternoon. It would be lovely if the school could just stay at the school and I didn't have to bring any of it home.
Yes.
At the same time, sometimes it's nice to have the quiet of working here to get some of that done, but it would be better if it was just contained in those 3 days.
Yeah, because I think if you are staying all those 3 days, you might be able to work in, okay, let me get all the stuff done and be super productive for the time I'm at school and then I leave it here.
Yeah, that would be great. That feels manageable.
Cool. And then you would also have Monday and Thursday.
Oh, right? Yeah, Monday and Thursday, right, for the home job.
How does that look? Do you just make your own hours and what are you doing?
So I'm doing bookkeeping. And on those days, I make up my own schedule. So sometimes it includes time away from the house to run errands or catch up on some just general home stuff, like our family stuff, or to go for a walk, exercise. But generally, I would like to have those 2 days to just dedicate to the bookkeeping job in general.
How many hours a week do you need for the bookkeeping job?
I would say between 10 and 15.
Okay.
It varies. Yeah.
So if you planned out maybe 6 hours for Monday and Thursday.
Yes.
Then you could have about 12 and maybe some days you wouldn't use that full time and some weeks you would.
Yeah, I think that sounds really good.
So if you had an established, let's say you get up at, what's a good time, like 6, or is that too late?
Let's say 5.
Okay, so you get up at 5. And how long does that take you to get, what time do you need to be at school?
8 o'clock.
Okay. So is that doable to get to school by 8?
Yes, if I get up at 5.
Yeah, is that a good chunk of time to do your whole morning routine and be able to like feel not rushed, but like, okay, I feel on top of my day?
Let me think for a second. So can I run through the things I do in my morning routine so we can make sure that's enough time?
Yeah.
Okay. So by the time I get up, go to the bathroom, brush my teeth, put on workout clothes and feed the cats, you know, things like that. That's probably at the most 30 minutes or so to drink my water, blah, blah, blah. So that takes 30 minutes. So that brings me to 5:30. And then I do yoga for 30 minutes.
Do you do that just online? You don't have to leave your house?
I don't have to leave my house. Yeah, I have a DVD.
Great.
Yeah. So do yoga for 30 minutes and then I walk or run for 30 minutes. So that would bring me home at 6:30.
It gives you an hour to shower and eat breakfast. And then you probably leave around or shoot for 7:30, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think that would work. And 5 o'clock doesn't feel so early that we're getting into the extreme lifestyle syndrome or whatever. So 5 o'clock seems really good for that.
Yeah, I get up at about, I think it's 5:15, 5:30.
Okay.
And then change and get to the gym by, I leave my house by about 5:45, get to the gym by 6. So I hear you. If I take an earlier class, that I have to leave at like 4 a.m., that's too early. Anything getting up at 4 a.m. is too early.
I know, right?
But I think you'll be able to get your yoga in and get a good walk and then be able to leave by 7:30. Now, I would say, just offhand, the key is to set maybe an alarm on your phone.
So, okay.
And you can label the alarms.
Okay.
You can label one like wake up, another one like start working out at 6. Another one you could label at like 7:30. You could say start my shower. So that you know, like, okay, I have to be on these specific points or else I'm not going to make it to school on time.
Right. Okay. That's a very good idea. So that at least I have an outside reminder of here's what I need to be when in order to make this work.
Right. Because it could take you 10 more minutes to feed the cats. And then you suddenly realize, oh, wait, it's 6:10 or 6:15. And then I don't know if I can get all my yoga and walking in.
Yes. Right. Okay. So that's a good idea. I'm going to do that. I'm going to create alarms on my phone and label them.
Yes.
Okay. This is helpful.
Good. So then that way you'll be on your, because you don't have a, you may have a clock when you're working out, but if you're walking, you won't have, and sometimes you're looking at it, right? And sometimes you're not.
Yeah, right.
So having that go off at those time markers, you'll know where you are in your morning schedule and be able to get out the door.
Yeah.
Now I would do, if I were you, that same thing for the other days that you're not going to the school.
Yes, I agree. Because then I'm following the same schedule at least 5 days a week, maybe 6 or 7, and getting that underway, I think that would be really big to get that underway so that then I'm 8 o'clock, I'm sitting down at my desk ready to work.
Right. Because then that would be maybe a good 4 hours till lunch that you could get a solid amount in, or maybe you do 3 or whatever. So yeah. I would say 3 or 4 before lunch. And then maybe at lunchtime you go run errands, or you finish up those 2 hours and then go run errands or whatever you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that way your body is waking up naturally at the same time and it's used to that routine. And you'll also notice the light, and like, you'll be able to tell kind of like, oh, I feel like I'm late. Or I feel like I'm on time.
Yeah.
And you'll just have that rhythm a little bit better. And then you won't have to worry about trying to do different rhythms every day. Mm-hmm. And you won't have to think about it.
Naturally. It'll start to come automatic.
Yeah. And then that you can get in that amount of time that you needed for the bookkeeping.
Yes.
When you say you have to like run errands and things like that, do you try to batch your errands and run them together, or how does that work?
Yeah, we live about 20 minutes from town, from Burnsville. So if I have to do errands, at the most, it's once a week, because my husband also works in town, so he can pick things up from the grocery store if something comes up. Thank goodness. So if something comes up, then all of them get lumped together in that once a week block. And if that happens, then that most likely is would fall to a Monday or Thursday. A Monday or Thursday. But if I'm scheduling 6 hours for the bookkeeping at home, then that would still leave time to do some of these errands.
I don't know if it's easier for you the days that you're at the school. Sometimes it's easier for me to go run an errand while I'm already out.
Yeah, you're right.
But I don't know if you're done at like 3 o'clock and you're like, I'm just ready to come home. Or if those are days you might want to batch any errands that you have because you're already in the car and out.
Yeah. And
yeah. Then you don't have to do a whole separate trip. And so if you know, okay, Tuesday, I'm going to be at school. And then I have these 2 errands to run. You put stuff in the car the night before that you need for those errands.
Yes.
And then right after school, since you already have the car and you have to get home, you run the 2 errands and then go home.
Okay. I like this. Because you're right. When I have those home days, it just feels so precious to me and I don't want to leave.
Right. Because you may be in like a really good work mode and you've kind of settled in. You're like,
right.
Let's see if we can get all this done.
Right.
And then maybe you reward yourself after you've done 6 hours, like you read a book or you go for another walk. So you are motivated at home to get that done quickly and then reward yourself with something at the end.
Yeah. I like that too. Okay.
Because that can be motivating, because I think sometimes at home you can be like, oh, I have all day. I'm here. I haven't planned out any errands. I'm just going to be here all day. And so you use your time as productively. So if you have a specific start time and a specific stop time, and then at that stop time, you stop and you, or you're like, okay, I'm going to read my book or I'm going to do this thing. Mm-hmm. It keeps you a little bit more productive.
Yeah. To have motivation at the end of the day for something else. So there's something to bookend that work time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of any other spots which tricky or ones that you are kind of a road bump that you might need help working out?
Right now it feels like if I can get this underway, then the next blocks would become clear. Like what's flying through my head is meal prep, house cleaning, and all of that, which I'm trying to do that on the weekend, like make those things happen so I don't have to think about them during the week at all.
Right.
And that is, so I guess then the key to having a successful weekend is to have a successful week so that work can stay during the week. What's happening now is that my weekends become full of the bookkeeping job because I haven't gotten enough done during the week. And then I feel behind. And
it spills over into the weekend.
Yeah. And then those things that need to be done on the weekend don't get the attention they need. And then I'm not starting off the week on the right foot. So.
Right. Because you're probably also not as rested because you're working over the weekend.
Right.
So Monday, you're not as motivated to be like, okay, let's.
Right. Right. Exactly. So I guess one question I have is how should I utilize this weekend the best way possible so that I can carry out this plan next week and be successful? It seems like I should have my meals prepared and ready for the week would be a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. So I have a few things that come to mind.
Okay.
Make sure that you've set up everything on your phone so you're ready to go like Monday morning.
Okay.
By that,
you mean like the alarms?
The alarms. Yeah.
Okay.
So set all those up so you're like ready to go. Maybe the night before, put out your running stuff or your yoga stuff, whatever you wear, work out in a spot. So it's all ready to go. So on Monday morning, you don't have to think about anything. You've already mapped out, these are the times I'm going to wake up. This is what I'm going to wear. I'm going to start my work block at this time. So have all those things kind of set in place. And then the night before, make sure that you're going to bed at a decent hour where you can wake up at 5 and be good to go.
Okay. To get up at 5 requires going to bed, in my mind, to get to bed by 9, right? That's 8 hours.
Yeah.
There's 2 evenings a week where I am up until 10. One is I watch one show, and that's This Is Us. So that's like from 9 to 10 on Tuesday nights. But they're on their final season, and that's going to be over in May. So that chapter of my life will be over at some point. And then almost every Wednesday, the community that I live in a land trust community, and we have like a weekly business meeting on Wednesday nights from 8 to 10. So that usually involves some prep work because that's where I'm the bookkeeper. So I'm up a little bit later those nights, but I feel like that'd be okay, right? Be up at 5.
So I think that will work if it's just 2 nights a week and you know that, okay, because it's hard to go to bed every single night. Perfect. I'm a night owl and it's so nice when my kids are asleep. So I tend to stay up later, but I know that, okay, if I hit going to bed at 9:30 or 10 every night, except for maybe the Friday and Saturday, mm-hmm. I'm still going to be okay. So it's mm-hmm. kind of an overall, let's see if we can do it 6 times a week. If we did it 5, it's okay.
Okay.
So give yourself a little grace.
Okay.
The other question is, can you record This Is Us and watch it earlier?
I don't have that capability. I could watch it like online the next day, But you know what? I've realized that it's kind of like my husband and our date night. Because we watch it together. Like, this is really funny that he doesn't remember half the details. So he's like, what's happening with, why is this character doing this? Like, don't you remember last season they got this job? So that's kind of like our date night thing. So I think we're just going to ride it out. Just do it.
The other thing I could think of is if you get everything ready before the show starts.
Yes.
And so and like, once the show starts
and everything. Yeah.
All ready for bed. So once it's done, you're hopping in bed and you're not another 30, 40 minutes trying to like set up things for the next day and make sure everything's good. Just call it like 8:45 before you sit down to like hang out to be all ready for bed and everything's ready for the next day. So that after you watch it, you enjoy it, you have fun, and then you can go to bed right after that.
Yeah. I like that idea for both Tuesday night and Wednesday night.
Wednesday might be harder. You can't really be in your jammies if you're at the meeting.
I don't know. You'd be surprised. I could just throw a sweatshirt on or something, or a fleece, zip up. Meetings have gotten a lot more casual since they're on Zoom now. So,
okay, nice. So you can have everything ready. And
I can have everything ready. I don't have to go out. So it's all sounding like the evening routine would be helpful to like get everything in place the night before and make it part of my evening routine.
That makes everything so much better. The more you have prepared and ready to go, the better you'll be.
Okay, that sounds good.
So this weekend, your two things that you're working on making sure that all the alarms are set on your phone and you're ready to go Monday.
Okay.
And Sunday night, make sure you have everything prepped for the next day. Whatever you need for that day is all set up. Going to bed at a good time at 9:00. And then the other thing to take care of would probably be, when do you fit in mealtime prep and when do you fit it in cleaning, right?
On Saturday or Sunday.
Right.
So I would like to devote some time on Sunday for the weekly planning. And I would, let me do Saturday for house cleaning and meal prep. Let me try that this weekend and see how that goes.
And you can alternate what you know, some nights like that Wednesday night that you know you're going to be on the Zoom call, that you can do like a crock pot or something that's easier or faster. Because you know that evening you're going to need a fast meal. You have this meeting in the evening. You'll probably have to prep for the next day and get ready for bed earlier.
Right.
So planning out. So on Sunday, when you kind of look at your week, you'll say, okay, this day and this day we'll need a faster meal. This day we have a little bit of extra time to cook or sit down or enjoy a meal. So plan according to how long it takes to cook things.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of like the idea. Because you know how at the end of the day, we never feel like cooking. I kind of like the idea of tackling it at lunchtime or preparing it so that then it's ready to go.
Right. And that you have energy. You're already in the kitchen because you're probably getting something to eat for lunch. So that's why you're kind of batching your time. You're already, you know, you can have something going while you're eating lunch and then be able to finish it up.
That would be good. This is really helpful. So I'm going to set my alarms. I'm going to go to bed on time, prepare the morning, the night before, blah, blah, blah. Do my planning on Sunday, do my meal prepping for the week on Saturday and get the house straightened up.
How long does it usually take you to clean your house?
It depends on if I'm like, I need to clean the whole thing or I just need to clean just part of it. I don't like to spend more than 3 hours at the most at one time to clean it. So
he does. Do you clean the whole house every weekend? Or are you on more of like a 2 week situation where you clean like every other weekend, or you could clean half the house one weekend and the next weekend clean the other half?
Right. That's a good question. I haven't thought of that. I like the idea of starting Monday with like a house that doesn't nag at me any part of it. Right. That does not happen on a regular basis. But I like that idea a lot. And since my kids are not living at home now, it feels there's zero excuses for that not to happen. Because they're like, I just have to set their rooms. Like now I'm just, they came, they visited. I just have to remake some of the beds and things like that, touching up little spots. So I feel ideally it'd be great to be able to maintain the house every week.
So, right. Yes. How your house is divided, but dividing maybe the top story you do one weekend and it takes you 2 hours or whatever. When you're done, you're done. And yeah. Then the next weekend you work on the bottom half of the house and then you alternate.
That's a really good idea.
So that you're not doing the whole house because that can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
And then you'll be a little bit more motivated. Like I just have to clean the top of the house and then I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you feel more like, okay, I've gotten everything cleaned Monday morning. You know, next week I'm working on the next level. And maybe come Sunday night, you just make sure everything's picked up so that Monday you feel good.
Right.
But that you don't feel your house is nagging at you, but you don't need to clean it or do a deep clean because you know you're going to do that Saturday.
Yeah.
You do it for 2 hours, put on fun music, do some dancing. Get it all clean and then reward yourself with maybe a nice cup of tea and a book or something like that. Or
that sounds good.
And the best time to do it, I would think, would be in the morning, or sometime where you have the most energy.
Yeah. I think the morning too, because also like it's a great one to check off the list and get it done.
Right.
Right.
That's how we did our house before we had a house cleaner. We just did, okay. And we have three kids and we're like, everybody's going to clean. We're going to clean upstairs only this weekend. And then next weekend, we're going to all clean downstairs.
Mm-hmm. It's so great for me too, because I feel like I'm in that middle place of like, I could plug on and keep doing what I'm doing, but it's really nice to have a one-on-one conversation about it and get your ideas. Yeah.
That's so awesome. I'm so glad I could help.
Okay. So should we talk about our plan of action then?
Yeah.
How we're proceeding?
So you have your action steps, right?
Yes. I have my action steps. I have my list. I have my plan and I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Oh, good. I think it helps to kind of have a revamp of, you know, these are doable little habits that we've set of setting some alarms and prepping stuff before bedtime, of thinking about your week. So I think they're all doable and super excited to see how they work. So I'm thinking maybe check in like 2 weeks, and that would give you a good amount of time to test everything out and find out if there are any more roadblocks that you're running into as you put these in place.
And with that sounds good.
Yeah. With new habits, sometimes it takes a little while. I forgot to set the alarms on my phone. Or,
One week. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. 2 weeks gives me time enough to like really see what works and what doesn't.
Yeah. So then you can kind of implement things and see, as we said, like what bumps you're having. And then we can kind of move through those and see if we can fix some of the stuff.
Okay.
I'm super excited. This has been really fun. And
oh, good. I'm so glad.
Yeah. I love talking through all these things. So it was really fun to figure out and brainstorm like what little things might be helpful.
Yeah, definitely. Because maybe with me kind of setting my own schedule, even at the school, and it's just like too much freedom. And then I don't have anybody saying you have to be here at this time. That's up to me. And it's great. And maybe also my biggest downfall, perhaps.
That often is, right? Yeah. Our biggest strength is our biggest weakness.
I know, right? All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm super excited to hear how all these play out and help.
Did this podcast bless you?
Did you learn something new?
Did this podcast encourage you?
Please leave our mom a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it blessed you, encouraged you, or challenged you in some new way that is helping you. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else that needs community too? I also would love if you could take 30 seconds for me and leave me a review on Apple Podcast. This is the only way that I know that you are actually enjoying the show and that it is blessing you. Plus, it makes me happy to hear from you. Come on over to our free community, birdmichelle.com, and grab your free gifts. I have free productivity programs and everything you need to know about working with me, taking my courses, or connecting. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode.